Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. You're tuned to This Week in Radio News. I'm Tom Rowe in the Wave Farm Study Center in upstate New York. There is now a resolution of disapproval introduced in both houses of Congress, which would roll back the rollback of the Federal Communications Commission's net neutrality rules. The Congressional Review Act lets Congress reverse recent decisions made by federal agencies via an expedited legislative process. In December, the FCC rolled back the net neutrality rules that make the Internet an even playing field. Ed Markey of Massachusetts is leading the Senate version, with 50 senators, just one shy of the number needed to pass the chamber, already signed on. Maine's Susan Collins is the only Republican signed on in the Senate. In the U.S. House of Representatives, Michael Doyle of Pennsylvania introduced an identical version with 150 co-sponsors so far. With too few Democrats to pass the resolution alone, it needs help from moderate Republicans such as Representative John Faso of New York, who has not signed on at this point. There are also several lawsuits from states and activist groups attempting to overrule the FCC rollback of net neutrality. Markey says sometime this spring, Democrats will force a vote in the Senate on the resolution. Ars Technica reports that the Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai now has a policy proposal that both conservatives and liberals don't like, one that corporations and activists are both against. In December, Pai's Republican majority voted 3-2 to create a notice of proposed rulemaking change to Lifeline, the federal program that gives folks of lesser means a $9.25 monthly household subsidy to pay for internet and/or phone service. While more than 70% of the people using the Lifeline subsidy buy plans from resellers, companies that buy capacity from network operators and then resell it directly to consumers, Pai wants to force Lifeline customers to use only, quote, facilities-based broadband, unquote, providers. Forcing poor people to use their subsidy with companies that operate their own networks is even opposed by those companies. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile USA, and Sprint operate their own networks. In comments to the FCC proposal, Sprint said, quote, "Resellers have played an important and legitimate role in providing competitive broadband and voice service to low-income consumers, and their elimination could have a significant impact on participation in the Lifeline program," unquote. Verizon made similar comment, quote, "The proposed exclusion of resellers from the Lifeline program would be highly disruptive to existing Lifeline beneficiaries and is at odds with the Commission's goal of supporting affordable voice telephony and high-speed broadband for low-income households," unquote, Verizon wrote. T-Mobile and AT&T did not submit comments on the issue, but it is difficult to find anyone in favor of the measure. The deadline for filing comments was on February 21st, although reply comments can be made through March 23rd. After that, the full commission may vote on making it policy. Ars Technica reports that on March 6th, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, sent a letter to one of the country's largest voting machine manufacturers, Election Systems and Software, asking how secure their machines really are. Recent reporting in the New York Times Magazine by freelance reporter Kim Zetter shows the remote access application called PC Anywhere on some of the company's voting machines. That's common software that allows users to log into computers from remote locations. ES&S officials denied that employees knew about company machines being sold with remote access software. But the reporting shows at least a few cases where ES&S employees made sure the voting equipment came pre-installed with the remote access software. Quote, "The American public has been repeatedly assured that voting machines are not connected to the Internet and thus cannot be remotely compromised by hackers," unquote, Wyden wrote. Quote, "However, according to the recent article in the New York Times Magazine, election systems sold by your company frequently included pre-installed remote access software, which exposed election systems to remote attack and compromise," unquote. Election systems and software officials have yet to comment. Ars Technica reports that Republicans in both houses of Congress have now introduced their fix for the Federal Communications Commission's rollback of net neutrality. It's called the Open Internet Preservation Act. But the bills do pretty much what the FCC's rollback did. They allow paid prioritization, or fast lanes, for internet service providers to charge more for online services for internet users. So instead of paying extra to use YouTube without advertising, consumers would pay extra for YouTube at faster speeds, instead of everyone having access to YouTube at the same speed. The bills, sponsored by Senator John Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, and Representative Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, would also preempt state net neutrality laws. States are currently passing laws to do whatever they can to bring back the old net neutrality rules in their borders. Quote, this legislation would be disastrous for net neutrality, opening the door for large internet providers to create fast and slow lanes online, which would destroy innovation and stifle free expression, unquote. The net neutrality advocacy group Demand Progress said in a statement. Brian Stelter reports for CNN that Sinclair Broadcasting continues to infect the local news programs of its stations with its conservative bent. Sinclair already owns the most local stations around the country, more if a merger with Tribune Media is allowed, including a CBS and CW station in Albany, New York. Sinclair is now forcing local news anchors to record the following promotional text, quote, the sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media, unquote, the script says. Quote, more alarming, national media outlets are publishing these same fake stories without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the national media are using their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control, quote, exactly what people think, unquote. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy, unquote. Sinclair stations are already forced to cut their local news times to air pro-Trump commentaries by former Trump aide Boris Epstein, and these promotional ads are also supposed to cut into the time set aside for news, not commercial. CNN quotes one local anchor about the promos, quote, at my station, everyone was uncomfortable doing it, unquote, the local anchor said, insisting on anonymity. Quote, the CNN story also says, quote, the FCC is currently reviewing the Tribune deal. Sinclair critics, Democratic lawmakers, and some of the company's Republican rivals have alleged that the FCC has given Sinclair preferential treatment, unquote. Scott Livingston, the company's senior vice president of news, told CNN, quote, this promo addresses the troubling trend of false stories on social media, Livingston's emphasis, and distinguishes our trusted local stations as news destinations where we are committed to honest and accurate reporting. This promo reminds our viewers of this mission, unquote. I'm Tom Rowe, reporting for Standing Wave Radio and WGXC. The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.